Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Hello, everybody, and happy after Halloween and Thanksgiving is coming up. There's so many beautiful times. This is a magical month. It's the month of 11, and 11 is a master month. So for those on their spiritual path that are aware of numerology, it's a very magical time as we go out into the closure of this year, and we start moving into December. So this is the year of completion. It's the 9 year, and we get to really move things out of our life that no longer suits our spiritual development, and we get to move into these beautiful places of living life more from higher vibration of love and joy and peace and prosperity, something that we all really deserve in our life. And so if you're new to the show, my heart says thank you for being here. And I want to welcome you with lots of love. We start the show off with a meditation. And then I give a channeled message based on what I'm hearing to share. I work with the higher vibrational loving beings, the angelic realm. I also work with Christ's love and the universe. And all these vibrations come together in a way to help to support the awakening of one's inner spirit. So this show is not about just doing angel messages, although I love to do that. It's about helping those that are committed to their spiritual path and being able to wake up, because the more that we wake up to the truth of love, to the truth of peace and joy and prosperity, the greater we'll get along on this planet and start to realize that love is the most powerful place to be in. And so I do ask, after doing the short readings, if you're interested in exploring working together, and if that is something that you feel resonates, then I call you after you check out the website, and we could see if I get messages that it's appropriate to work together, and B, if you feel it's appropriate for us to work together, because it has to be a partnership. The website is Angel. Please go ahead and grab a pen and paper. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And I'll repeat it again, you know, probably in the middle of the show after the meditation, before the readings and so forth. The next show, I don't forget to mention that, is on November 22nd. I was doing it once a month, and I decided to do it twice a month to see how that works out, at 12 noon on Tuesday. So go ahead and mark your calendar. And if you're interested in having a more lengthy reading, I do a quick question, one question only, and you want to make sure that your heart is extremely open and that your mind's in a positive frame. If you're stressed out or your heart's kind of closed, I'm not the proper person for you, and I'm going to be honest on the reading and say that. I do best when I work with people that have an open heart and that are relaxed, which is why I do the meditation. to help people get ready for the reading, because I want to give you an accurate reading. And if your heart's closed or you're stressed out, you're at a different vibration and it's more challenging to read. So it wouldn't be the appropriate timing, or I wouldn't be the appropriate person at this time to do a reading for you. So I do want to be a stickler about that. And if you're interested in a lengthier reading than that of which I give on this show, I do have the opportunity right after the show, you can make a donation and you can get a continued reading. Donations on the website, and rather than paying the full price, you get to get a price based on what you feel is appropriate for this question to be answered in more in depth. So we all benefit from that place. You get more lengthier answers and you're giving back. So that's another opportunity for you. So if you're interested in doing that, I would go ahead and get on the website as soon as possible so I know that that's something of interest. I'll get an email saying that. Again, the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And then scroll down to the bottom and you'll see the donation tab, and make the donation based on what your heart feels is appropriate. The recycling of giving always comes back, so don't let limitations hold you back from giving to something like this show, because it's an opportunity for you to move your spirit to a higher vibration of prosperity. So, okay, so let's go ahead and do the meditation, and then after the meditation, I'll do a channeled message. I also encourage you to get some paper and pen to jot down, because a lot of times the channeled message does relate to the people. I've had people emailing me saying, oh my God, this was so what I was wanting to know. So always have paper and pen next to you to jot down any messages you may hear that relates to something. And you could stay in the meditation, and then after the meditation, trust me, you'll remember what you need to remember, whether you need to remember it mentally or in your beingness, you'll know the answer. So just allow the answers to come to you. It'll be more appropriate and more effective than trying to force the answer to come to you. So go ahead and get in a comfortable place and just allow yourself to take a deep breath and just really close your eyes. I love the messages on chat. Thank you for the beautiful messages. Okay. Give yourself permission to really open up your heart to feeling love. There's so much going on the planet right now. It's such a beautiful time, and yet such a chaotic time, because the ego is moving from being active and your spirit is coming into play. And so resistance is futile, although the resistance of the ego will try to, you know, take over if it's at a vibration not aligned to love, and it's used to running the show, and that's where the ego control comes in. So we're going to put the ego into a relaxed state just to give yourself permission to really feel love. It's not about killing off your ego. You can't. You'll die. It's about bringing it to a place of love so that it doesn't go into a protective mode. And so as you take another deep breath, just notice if you have any thoughts that are shattering away and kind of stressing you out or getting you into a place of not feeling this harmonious peace inside. And if so, I want you to imagine there's an ocean in front of you, and you're just going to put it on the ocean waves and let them float away. And you're going to let go of any attention or any focus or any attachments to those thoughts, and just allow yourself to stay very present with your breath as you bring your breath into your heart, and you feel that love inside your heart. And just notice what's going on when you breathe into your heart and you feel love. And just allow your imagination to imagine the heart getting slightly bigger than the body, where it feels even more love inside. And as that heart gets bigger and that love gets bigger, you notice that it seeps down into the body, seeps into the body, into the mind, bringing you to a greater place of nurturing and pampering and positivity. As you take three deep breaths, just noticing your breath bringing you more and more present in the moment. And a lot of times when we're moving into the holiday season, sometimes we forget the true meaning of the holiday season, which is really about sharing love instead of giving or receiving or taking or getting. It's really about sharing from the heart. When we share from the heart, the gifts can be material, because you want to give from a more of a material thing, like buying something for somebody, or it can be an intangible, where you're giving from your heart in a way that really touches another person. Both have their own ways of showing the true meaning of love, rather than just getting a gift and getting stressed out because you have to get a gift and you want to make someone happy, but you really are stressed out about it all. When you really give from your heart, or you share rather from your heart, then that's unconditional love, because there's no agenda attached to it. There's no expectations. There's no attachments. And a lot of times people also realize that the gift of sharing includes the gift of love, self-love. And so in this holiday season, as we move into this magical month of 11, you have a choice on which vibration you want to be in. Do you want to be in the vibration of fear, insecurity, limitations, negativity? You'll attract more of that in your day-to-day life. Or do you want to be in the vibration of love, peace, joy, prosperity? Then you'll attract more of that into your life. It all comes down to a vibrational match of what you choose to experience in your life, because it all comes from within. And the mirroring on the outer world mirrors what you experience and truly experience in your inner world. And so if you're having conflicts where you choose to have it, although you're not experiencing it, it could be a couple of things. One, it could be that there's still some programs, beliefs inside of you that are in conflict with the choice of being happy, peaceful, loving, prosperous, and you're demonstrating that through your actions. Or it could be that you don't feel you're worthy enough, or that something is keeping you, a distraction inside of you is keeping you from attaining that. Those are some things that when we work together, we move together into these higher vibrations. And that's what I mean when I say activating the inner spirit. You can do this on your own. You have to be committed to your path, because when you move one vibration to another vibration, that of which is not aligned to that new vibration has to come up. It has to be released. It could be released in your thoughts. It could be released in the emotions. It could be released in your body. And if you let go of the attachments around that of which you're releasing by bringing it back in, then you fully free yourself. That's where the surrendering comes in. And so this is the biggest message that is so important this month, especially as we move throughout the days in this month, is really watch your vibration and where it's going, and really choose to commit to self-love, self-worth, and sharing from a very honest place, so that you create more of the kind of life you'd like to live in, rather than the turmoil of what you don't want to experience. So allow yourself to just breathe that message in. As we call in all the archangels, the angelic realm, Christ love, universal love, the higher vibrational loving beings, to get ready for the readings that we're going to be doing today, we ask that the readings be done with love and integrity and clarity for those that are interested in getting clarity on their messages, and always in gratitude and appreciation. We say thank you. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And just allow yourself to feel the inner energy of love. Just really allow yourself to give yourself a hug and allow yourself to know the truth and just be one with that. And so I'm going to go ahead and start the readings. We have 15 minutes, so this is good. Again, the next show is on the 22nd, so mark your calendars at 12 o'clock. Just a quick announcement before I start the readings. Go ahead again and jot down the website, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. The phone number is 347-996-5068. And what's important to understand is I'm only going to do one question. If you're interested in having in-depth reading right after the show, you can have a donation-based reading, but you have to be able to do that, you know, right, like literally right after I do the question. I also am going to ask you if you're interested in exploring working together, if you're committed to exploring that as on your spiritual path. So just let me know if that feels appropriate for you. And if it does, then you can look at the website. There's online series, these product specials that I offer, private sessions, and a 3-week meditation that helps to wake up the inner spirit with a channeled message. So these lots of wonderful loving things that you can explore and see which resonates best for you. And I encourage you to stay open and see if it helps. Rather than continuing getting the same results, you want to see if you can move your life into a different place so that you can enjoy life even more than you are already. Okay, so we're going to start off with 860. The thing I'm going to ask you is your name, your first name only, and then the state you're calling from. And right after the question, then I'll ask that if you're interested in exploring further. If your energy is not in a positive place, we did the meditation, we did the love and everything. So if you're still feeling that your energy is kind of confusing you or you're not in a happy place, then, you know, have the integrity of hanging up so that, you know, we could work together at a different time, because I really want to give more honest answers with vibrations being in a place of love and open-heartedness and an open mind. So I just want to make sure that you're hearing that so I don't have to say it over the phone to you. All right, so we're going to start off with 860, and we'll just go down the list. So let's see.
Hi.
Okay, sweet. You're on the air. I love your energy already. This is good. All right, what's your first name?
It's Amla, and I'm from Connecticut.
Amla. Can you spell it?
A-M-L-A.
Okay, awesome. And Connecticut. Okay. And what's your one question?
My one question is if you see me finding a relationship, a complimentary one.
Is this a personal relationship you're talking about, like a mate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing, I'm going to go into your timeline a little bit, but right now I'm hearing you're still completing something this year. You have to complete that first. So I did hear not yet. Although when I move along your timeline, I'm seeing a lot of light as you start moving into the first quarter of the year. So there is
okay.
A lot of opportunities there for you and so forth. So just you got to get through this one last piece, and then things will really move fast.
Okay, so get through this year, basically, the rest of the year. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I wouldn't put a limitation around get through this year. I would say
okay.
focus on moving the lesson into
okay.
a higher vibration.
Sounds
and
good.
Allow the timing. Yeah, allow the timing to unfold in a more organic way rather than trying to think, well, I have to just get through this year kind of a feeling.
No, no,
then
no, yeah. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you want to explore working together, or do you feel like you want to do it on your own?
I think I want to do it on my own, but can I just add an extended question on that? Do you know if we meet as friends
first?
Oh, no,
we're only going to do – I love how you're so cute. We're only doing one question. I have, like, a whole scream of ones. But like I said, if
okay.
you're interested in having more extensiveness, you can do a donation, and then I'll get an email,
okay.
and then I can do that right after the show. But I do want to stay with just one question because – we're going really fast down the list. So,
okay.
Love and blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, 561. What's your name and the question?
Hi. This
Hello.
Is Bakery.
I'm
Hi.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Hello.
Hi. This is. Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. Yeah, now I can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know where
you called me someone. Oh. Okay.
Do you want me to put you on hold and come back to you if I have time?
No. You can go ahead. You can go ahead. I'm sorry. I guess my vibration just sparked because I just found out somebody died. But I'm okay.
Oh my God! God bless you, love. Know that they're in a great place. Do you want to hold off on that? Okay, I think she did. My God bless her.
No.
Okay,
just
love.
You know, as soon as you said hello, I was like, "Who?" You know.
Oh,
I just heard
bless
the
your
news.
Heart. Okay, well, if you're interested in having a reading right after the show, go ahead and do that donation, and then it could be more peaceful for you. So let me know, okay? So I'll just let you take some deep breaths.
Okay.
And nurture yourself. Okay, love. Oh, blessings to her. Yeah. Okay, so 415. What's your name and
Hello.
State you're calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is Catherine from California.
Hey, Catherine from California. Okay, what's your one question?
Bringing in more abundance into my life, and I don't mean just financially. I mean total, and always.
Okay, so what's the question?
Am I blocking it? Do I need to clear things out? How do I bring it into physical reality?
Oh, you're going to probably love the answer. You're not going to do it. They're going to do it. All you have to do is allow them to do it by getting out of the way of trying to force the ego to make it happen. The more the ego tries to control and manipulate, the more you put up the block of not having it, because subtly it's saying it's not enough and I need more, which is a limitation focus, which is an energy that blocks the flow. How do you like that for the answer? That's what they said.
Yeah, I understand that mentally, but I don't know what to do to get out of the way. I don't know what to do differently.
That is a more in-depth question, and being that the show is about quick, short answers, if you want, you could
okay.
do the donation, and we could go into more in-depth around that, because that's going to take more than a couple of minutes, and I just want to have the integrity of running down the list with quick questions so that we get
okay.
to as many people as we can. So if you're interested in having more in-depth answer, go ahead and do that donation, and then I can call you right back after the show. Or you can schedule a reading and do more in depth and so forth. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, guys. I just want to get to as many people as I can. So in depth things like that, you know, it's just going to take more than a couple of minutes and have to be fair for everybody. Okay. So 916, what's your name and what's your question?
Hello. This is Nancy from California.
Lassie Kelly, hey.
Okay, what's your question?
Nancy?
Yeah, okay. I was just curious if you see me on the right path as for all the courses and the studies that I'm doing now for maybe future work and service.
Okay, so the first thing I heard was it's a stepping stone to the ultimate situation. I do when I go above and I talk to the angelics. The thing that I'm seeing, like, is from the zigzags, which is a great thing. It's kind of like you're in the self-exploratory phase of your life right now. And so you're moving from one into another, exploring things and kind of dissecting and so forth. It's not going to be a long thing, but it is going to be a timing thing of you moving through some areas in order to get to the ultimate stage of what you want to do. And again, to really go into more in depth around that, that would take a little bit more time. Though you're definitely on the right path. It's just a lot of self evaluation is the energy I'm picking up around that. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah. So if you want to have more in depth, you could do the donation, and then I can cover more right after the show, or you could schedule a more in depth reading. I forgot to ask Catherine, but I'll make sure to ask you, are you interested in exploring working together, or do you feel complete?
Yes. No, I'd like to explore more and maybe an in-depth reading. So I'll go to your website.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Thank you for saying that. And do I have permission then to check in with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. I just want to respect people's space and privacy. Okay. So we definitely have 4 more minutes. I had a couple of calls that got impatient and dropped off. This must be Song Day. So let me check and see if there's any messages on the chat. Again, 347-996-5068. We have a couple of minutes before we do the meditation. I'll see if there's any questions on the chat. And Jewel, you're writing a lot. You're so funny. Let's see. Yeah, if there's any quick questions. And also, I always love to do a product special. So for those that are interested, it expires in next week. You buy one CD, you get another one half off. This is the opportunity of giving the gift of love to yourself and to others. So if you're interested in getting that gift, you have to email me. And then I can give you the link for that. And you could go on the website and explore that as well. And then from there, you can see if that resonates, you can listen to samples and so forth. So again, the website is angelroselove.wix.com/love. The next show is on the 22nd at 12 noon, and you can at that point experience some more messages. If you're interested in having a reading prior to everybody else, if you do the donation, that puts you on the top of the list. So that's something I forgot to mention. That's an opportunity to get a reading and not have to sit on the phone line for long or get impatient and hang up or have to leave or whatever that is. So that's an opportunity to be able to take care of yourself if you have a time constraint. All right, so if we have no more questions and no more callers, then we had a lot today. So I noticed a couple of callers hung up. I may just check on and see if they got disconnected. So let's go ahead and just take a deep breath and just give yourself permission to just be present with your breath. And just noticing as you're breathing in, if you could bring your breath all the way down to the bottom of your feet and just allow yourself to experience the state of relaxation, the state of harmony, self-love, and peace. Remember that everything always comes from within, joy, love, peace, health, vitality, prosperity. You don't go outside to look for it. You go in and bring that to the outer world. And so until we meet again, I want to say happy holidays. I hope you have a phenomenal happy Thanksgiving and stay in gratitude about what Thanksgiving is for you. And if I don't hear from you before Christmas, have a phenomenal Christmas and be very joyous during that time. You get to experience playing and enjoying life and sending everybody the ability of what love really is by being it. So this is the opportunity for you to be loving and to be joy and to be peace and thereby have that mirrored, sending you joy and love. Take care.